Texte numéro 8. Artificial intelligence. We're like children playing with a bomb. Professor Nick Bostrom, a 43-year-old Swedish-born philosopher, has lately acquired something of the status of a prophet of doom among those currently doing most to shape our civilization, the tech billionaires of Silicon Valley. His reputation rests primarily on his book, Superintelligence: Paths, Dangers, Strategies, which was a surprise New York Times bestseller last year. The book is a lively, speculative examination of the singular threat that Bostrom believes, after years of calculation and argument, to be the one most likely to wipe us out. This threat is not climate change, nor pandemic, nor nuclear winter. It is the possibly imminent creation of a general machine intelligence greater than our own. In his book, he talks about the intelligence explosion that will occur when machines much cleverer than us begin to design machines of their own. Before the prospect of an intelligence explosion, we humans are like small children playing with a bomb, he writes. We have little idea when the detonation will occur, though if we hold the device to our ear, we can hear a faint ticking sound. Talking to Bostrom, you have a feeling that for him, that faint ticking never completely goes away. Machine learning and deep learning, the pioneering neural computer algorithms that most closely mimic human brain function, have over the last few years moved much faster than people anticipated, he says. Bostrom sees those implications as potentially Darwinian. If we create a machine intelligence superior to our own and then give it freedom to grow and learn through access to the internet, there is no reason to suggest that it will not evolve strategies to secure its dominance, just as in the biological world. Bostrom came to these questions by way of the transhumanist movement, which tends to view the digital age as one of unprecedented potential for optimizing our physical and mental capacities and transcending the limits of our mortality. Bostrom still sees those possibilities as the best-case scenario in the super-intelligent future, in which we will harness technology to overcome disease and illness, feed the world, create a utopia of fulfilling creativity, and perhaps, eventually, overcome death. He has been identified in the past as a member of Alcor, the cryogenic initiative that promises to freeze mortal remains in the hope that one day minds can be reinvigorated and uploaded in digital form to live in perpetuity. I wonder at what point his transhumanist optimism gave way to his more nightmarish visions of superintelligence. He suggests that he has not really shifted his position, but that he holds the two possibilities, the heaven and hell of our digital future, in uneasy opposition. Adapted from The Guardian, June 2016.